Wendy, in this week's vlog, we are covering transparency as one of the key themes of the EU's Digital Services Act. Indeed, one of the key aims of the DSA is to provide a transparent and safe online environment. This is reflected across a number of the DSA's provisions, but today we're going to focus on online advertising, dark patterns and recommender systems. So to kick us off, can you talk about the transparency requirements for online advertising under the DSA?
Yes, Caoimhe, sure. The DSA has transparency requirements for ads on online platforms, and it's to ensure that users of the services know that they're being presented with ads and who those ads are being presented on behalf of and who they're being paid for by. So the online platform must firstly clearly identify that something is an ad. They must identify the person on whose behalf it's presented, who's paying for that ad if it's different, and the main parameters that ascertain why that ad is being presented to that user.
So does that mean that any posts on an online platform by a company promoting its own goods or services, for example, will be covered by these new advertising rules?
No, thankfully. An ad is only regulated by the DSA as an ad if it is paid for by somebody. So a company listing products on a site or on a platform, or promoting their own goods, for example, in an Instagram post, is not covered by the DSA ad requirements.
Of course, there are other rules around commercial communications and ads under other EU laws, like the E-commerce Directive and Unfair Commercial Practices Directive. These then somewhat overlap with the DSA's provisions around commercial communications. And under the DSA, there is a requirement that online platforms provide users with the functionality to declare whether or not their content is or contains a commercial communication, which will assist users with their transparency objectives. So moving on to our next transparency issue, a hot topic at the moment in EU law is this concept of dark patterns. So Wendy, can you tell us what is a dark pattern and what does the DSA do to change the laws on these?
Well, dark patterns is a relatively new term, but it covers practices that have been around for a while and that we've probably all encountered online, such as countdown timers, sort of false urgency, trying to get us to buy things, or information being really hard to find when you're looking to buy a product, practices that make it really difficult for somebody to cancel a subscription. And these are all now termed as dark patterns or deceptive online patterns. And they have been regulated to an extent over the years by unfair commercial practices regulation, and also in the GDPR, the provisions regarding, you know, free and informed consent would touch on dark patterns or practices on the online interface. Interestingly, the prohibition in the DSA in Article 25 says that it doesn't cover the things that are already covered by Unfair Commercial Practices Directive or by GDPR. So the prohibition in the DSA is like another limb or another tool that regulators will have to enforce sort of different kinds of dark patterns online. There has been a fair bit of talk and enforcement in relation to dark patterns in recent times. For example, the EU's actions in relation to Amazon and how difficult it is to cancel Amazon Prime subscriptions. In the UK, the Competition and Markets Authority has some very high profile investigations against dark patterns. And also on the other side of the Atlantic, in the USA, there are quite a few moves to try and regulate and cut down on dark patterns. In the DSA, the prohibition dark patterns could actually also apply to B2B practices. So not just business to consumer practices. And it'll be interesting to see, well, once the EU Commission comes out with guidelines, there are three areas where it's anticipated that the EU Commission will give more specific guidance on what's prohibited in dark patterns. It'll be interesting to see how that develops.
So our next transparency issue to talk about is that of recommender systems. Could you explain first what a recommender system is?
Recommender systems are fully or partially automated systems that are used by platforms and websites to give more prominence to certain content within the site. And the DSA provision is to give users more clarity, more understanding of what recommender systems a website is using. I guess you don't know what you're being shown and why. And what the DSA seeks to do is to oblige platforms to make clear to users whether they're using recommender systems, are they partially or fully automated, and also if there are parameters or ways in which the user can change the way that the recommender system works.
So the key takeaway here really being that online platforms must take action to make sure, number one, that they have information on their recommender systems and the main parameters used in those recommender systems in their user-facing terms and conditions, as well as options for users to be able to modify those parameters.
Yes, exactly.
So we've touched on a few of the transparency requirements under the DSA in today's vlog, but there are a number of other requirements for under transparency as well. These include transparency reporting, the new transparency database for providers' statement of reasons regarding content moderation, and for e-commerce platforms, there will be greater transparency requirements in terms of trader information being displayed to consumers, sometimes before even those traders will be allowed to sell on the platforms. And of course, much of what we've talked about today has to be covered in user-facing terms and conditions by platforms, meaning that platforms will have a bit of work to do in advance of the 17th of February next year in order to achieve the transparency requirements under the DSA.